Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Beth Olson.
Thank you for having me, LaVon. How are you this
morning? I'm good. Hope you're the same. And
I'm doing just fine.
Beth Olson, of course, is a registered dietitian, and I know that some of you will be familiar with seeing her picture in the newspaper along with some great advice and recipes. So, Beth, March, it's almost over, but March is National Nutrition Month. Well, what should we be thinking about?
That's right. March is National Nutrition Month, and just because National Nutrition Month is almost over, that doesn't mean that it's not time to get on board with healthy eating if you aren't already. This year's theme, actually, for March, for National Nutrition Month, is to savor the flavor of eating right. And I really appreciate that, because we all have different backgrounds and cultures, and different food all tastes different to all of us. So I really appreciate this year's theme of savor the flavor of eating right, because how and when and why and where we eat are all just as important to us as what we eat. So it's really important for us to take the time to enjoy the traditions and appreciate pleasures of great flavors and the social experience that food can really add to our life.
And you know, Beth, it's really appropriate, those last comments you made, because this being the Easter weekend, I know some people have family traditions and certain foods that only or primarily are served around an Easter, maybe a sunrise breakfast or a evening meal, but there are some special things that for some people, that's what Easter should be.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking ham is one of those, but everybody's different, as you say, in terms of what they like. Now, another thing that you said, you know, we all eat differently, we have different favorite flavors, but I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I've been hearing more people mention, and that is eating mindfully. What does that mean?
Absolutely.
What does that mean?
Eating mindfully, and actually I'm going to have an article in the paper shortly about eating mindfully, but I think eating mindfully is so important. In today's busy world, we've really gotten away from what food was meant to do, and that social experience and just sitting down and enjoying food and letting it nourish your body. People eat mindlessly, whether that's in front of the TV or in the car between, you know, kids' soccer games or whatever it might be. But when we don't eat mindfully and listen to our body, we tend to take in way too many calories, and that's when we tend to see our waistlines expand, too. So in today's busy world, the most simple thing I can say is to eat slowly and listen to your body. You know, people that are only taking 10 or 15 minutes to eat lunch, that's not enough time for your stomach to tell your brain that you've had enough to eat. And if you're realizing you're way more full than you should be, you maybe have eaten way too much, and it needs to focus on more mindful eating.
You know, a lot of people I have known, at least in the past, you know, maybe they're driving someplace, and so that's the time they find time for lunch, or maybe that's when they make phone calls, or they're always checking their email and so on, and so I'm thinking that's not mindful eating.
Absolutely. And when we don't pay attention to each bite that we're taking, your body hasn't really registered, your mind hasn't registered that you've had that food. So maybe you're wanting an afternoon snack when you don't really need it and your body's not truly hungry. So we tend to maybe overindulge other times of the day, too, when we aren't focused in on what's on our plate and what's in front of us.
And if we have things sitting around the house, even maybe if it's in the cupboard, but somewhere easy to get, you know, I think that's easy to, you know, okay, we walk by the food and pick it up and don't even think about it.
Absolutely. Studies show that if something is, say you're at your office and you have a candy bowl on your desk, if it's within reach, people eat a lot more than they even realize they're eating just because it's there and it's in front of them, and they just mindlessly grab throughout the day because when we see food, we want to eat it. That's just a natural instinct. Just putting, you know, moving that candy bowl into a cupboard or putting it in a drawer, so kind of out of sight, out of mind concept, we forget about it and we'll eat less of it. Better yet, get rid of the candy jar. You know, have just good conversation and stop by and visit people without having to go for the candy jar that's on their desk, too. Or try and switch for some healthier alternatives that you could have instead of a candy jar.
Or maybe drink a glass of water.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of times we're just thirsty and we don't actually need the food, but if we see it, we think we do, and a lot of times it's really hard to overcome that mindset that, oh, I see that candy, I want that. Especially with Easter, there's going to be a lot of Easter basket candy around,
too. Oh, yes. It's not maybe quite as much as Halloween, but it's kind of up there for a lot of kids.
Yes.
So, you know, Beth, we see lots of advice. We hear lots of advice. How do we pick out of that advice where we should start if we want to change our habits, what we should take in terms of the information?
And it is hard, and you're right, LaVon. People know what they need to do. It's just a matter of making themselves do it, and you really have to hold yourself accountable. You know, dietitians can certainly give you the advice and the motivation, but at the end of the day, you're the one that gets to control the choices, the food choices that you make. I think it's really important to maybe pick out one thing at a time and focus on that versus trying to change a bunch of things can be really overwhelming. But if you focus on one, maybe the biggest struggle you have with food, and really work on that first, a habit takes a very long time to form. So picking just one thing versus, you know, five or six different things that you need to change, that can be pretty intimidating, and that can seem like you're not going to reach your goal. But focusing on one thing is really what I'd recommend people to do, whether that's, you know, cutting out the sugary drinks, or maybe it's moving the salt shaker off the table, or maybe it's, you know, sticking to your grocery list and not, you know, getting in on those big indulgent items that you see at the grocery store. I think really just picking one thing that you really need to focus on is the most important thing that people can do to stick on track with their goals.
We're visiting with Beth Olson, registered dietitian, about National Nutrition Month. And Beth, when you're saying, you know, pick one thing, you know, especially I think when it comes to food, a lot of other things too, but food is just, we have such a culture with food. But in your experience, as you've worked with people, I know you're a dietitian for Hy-Vee, you've visited with people, you've given classes, you've helped at Produce in the Park. What, now I'm asking you to pick out maybe one that you have seen might be the biggest one that you would recommend starting with?
I think that all of Americans consume way too much added sugars. That's not natural sugars that are found in your fruit or your dairy products, but I think people consume way too much added sugars. Cakes, cookies, candies, especially, you know, the Pops, the Gatorades, any of those energy drinks. I think people really need to cut back on the amount of added sugar. That's just empty calories that doesn't satisfy or give us any nutrition to go throughout our day.
And sometimes there's sugar in a food. If we're buying a processed food or a, you know, something that's been partially processed, we don't even realize. What do we look for on the label? It won't probably just say sugar.
And there's actually lots of different names for sugar. So looking at the label, you might see a name that doesn't sound like sugar, but it actually is. I had a conversation with somebody at Hy-Vee this morning about molasses is actually an added sugar. People don't consider honey, even though honey's a natural source. You think honey's a better alternative to maybe table sugar. Honey is just like added sugar as well. So there's certainly multiple names for added sugar on the label. And looking at the nutrition label and seeing the grams of sugar is really important. Unfortunately, our current nutrition label doesn't sort out the added sugars versus natural sugars. I think you will see that change in the future with future labeling laws that are underway. But right now it just says the total sugar in grams, okay, which is kind of hard to decipher out. If it's like a yogurt, there's certainly some natural sugar in there since it's a dairy product. But a lot of times yogurts also have a lot of added sugar, too.
And if it's added sugar, it might be two or three different things, not just one.
Absolutely.
So yep. Looking at the total grams, as you say, may be the thing to do when you're doing some comparison. Beth, do you expect people, when they go to the store, to look at the labels every time?
I don't expect people to look at the labels every time. I certainly don't either. And that's a challenge to do label, you know, companies are constantly changing formulas and everything, but having a general idea of what a healthier choice is when, before you walk into the store is a great option. You know, if you get canned fruit, choosing the 100% canned and 100% fruit juice versus canned and the heavy syrup. So just knowing little key phrases and what saves you a lot of time from label reading in the grocery store.
Okay, and I like to just pick out one maybe that I haven't seen before and read it, and then I don't have to do that again.
Yep. So, and there's always new products, too, that are fun to look at.
Yes. Okay. We want to thank you very much, Beth Olson, for giving us a bit of reminder about maybe what we should be doing, and maybe some folks are doing it all just right. But whatever. Thank you so much, Beth.
And yes, thank you for having me.
Here's a thought. If you don't take care of your body, where are you going to live?